I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Wednesday. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. Thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday afternoon. Red Raider baseball's game against ACU, of course, was moved to tonight, so they'll be in action over in Abilene. We are live from the First United Bank studio. You can reach us in a couple different ways. You can call us on the Visual Edge IT hotline. That number is 806-771-0973. Or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcome there. Take us anywhere with the mobile apps brought to you by Happy State Bank. We're also streaming live on Fox 34 News Now and on YouTube if you would like to watch us. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, putting all sorts of fun stuff up there all the time. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Ben Poorman behind the glass. Gus, how's your Wednesday?
It's going all right. We're just climbing that hump, right?
Correct. Collectively. Sir. Are we winning while we're doing that, or are we breathing really hard? I feel like I'm probably breathing really hard.
Yeah, I'm sure. Depends on how big that hump is, I guess.
We got a game against ACU tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just curious, as we start things off, when you look at some of these area teams, you don't have just a bunch of them to choose from, but these kind of filler games like an ACU that's in the area, you know, your Texas Southerns, your Tarletons, things like that, of that level, and I'm not going to like the DBU or clearly any of the teams that you're in a conference with that typically are good competition to have. Mm-hmm. If you were doing like your Gus rankings of area teams like that, ACU's probably
Texas mid-majors.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll exclude DBU from that because they have.
Yes, again, yeah, I wanted to make sure to take them out of that because they're in just a whole different league in that mid-major feel. Where does ACU line up? Are they towards the top, or does that maybe differ from year to year?
Yeah, probably differs. That'd be my. They're relative middle of the pack at this point. I would think of that list. I mean, SFA is the one that's like not good at all this year. Mm-hmm. And you never want to lose to these teams. Is there a somewhere in there? Is there one that's I don't say acceptable, but if you go 15-1 in games like this, it's especially not on a year where it looks like, man, we're going to need all the wins we can get. Mm-hmm. This isn't a year to be messing around with it. Other years we might have gone, this isn't a year to be doing this if we're trying to host.
Right.
It feels like there's a little bit of grace toward losing a game like this every once in a while, but the key challenge for these guys, and of course we're talking about a 6-game roadie that'll be, full of challenges, is getting 9 innings tonight, because they're going to be keeping arms fresh for this weekend, mm-hmm. especially with this game moved back from Tuesday to Wednesday, because you might have had if this game's played on a Tuesday, you might have gone, we can. Extend a guy an inning or two, somebody that threw on Friday or Saturday and get him an inning or two or whatever. Now you're like, hey, we're 48 hours away from TCU. And so, those guys will have to sort of chessboard that thing a little bit and make sure that they're getting enough innings covered. And then who knows what it'll look like coming out of TCU to cover the innings in against the number two team in the country or whatever in Fayetteville. But that's the challenge. There is that's really where losing Petty, and again we're relying on family information there, we believe to have been a bulletin board post by a family member, that's understanding, talking about him being done for the year and Tim talked about Tabor fast and didn't get into a lot of specifics, but it sounded like, you know, he talked about how he didn't start the year with the team. Like, we went down there to Arlington and he threw like his second time from the mound and threw an inning, and then, you know, was trying to ramp it up, got hit pretty hard in his last outing. We haven't seen him since. And then, you know, he even mentioned Trenton Paris the other day as having a sort of, he goes, anytime you play whatever three games or and you don't see a guy like Trenton Paris, you can probably assume there's something going on, you know, kind of a tendonitis type thing. And he said it that way in kind of a way like, he didn't say anything. He was just saying, you know, could be maybe.
Yeah.
So it could be.
Very selective wording.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'm sure there are ice packs and stem and all the things that you have to do to nurse a guy through that sort of thing. And so that the good news there is that that's probably not a season ender type thing, but – you know, he's obviously not 100%. So you immediately start subtracting dudes out of that thing. You go, man, you're going to have to go beat ACU tonight with, you know, some guys that – now, with some guys that need to do well and that maybe haven't done well this year and are going to get an opportunity. Like Hudson Parker's getting the ball handed to him. Like, hey, dude, you want to impress somebody? Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your chance. Like, we're going to hand you the ball and you can go – peel off 90 pitches if you want. I mean, that I don't. That's me saying that, but I'm saying if he wants to go out and get
if you
want to
go and have a takeover type game, tonight's a great
right.
time to do it.
Because he's had a couple other times where he's gone out there and walked the first two hitters or, you know, whatever, three of the first four or got on base somehow or whatever, and then it's been a mess for him. And it's like, well, they're going to give you some leash tonight, and this team needs it. I mean, this team needs him to cover – to help them cover innings.
And this goes back to – as well, the conversation we were having with Ryan Free, start number two, right? And conversation we had, and then something that Coach Tadlock had clearly noted is the word opportunity for some of these guys. And it's also, unfortunately, matched up with necessity that you need some of these guys to step up and eat innings. And when they have the opportunity, go and get some outs. But tonight's a great example because it's also a team you don't really need to be fiddling around with.
Absolutely. And, yeah, and they're good enough to beat you. No doubt.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. We'll dive into some headlines on the other side. Keep it right here.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is the juice. You got Tech Talk on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Ben Poorman. Let's get you some headlines for today. And we'll start with what you can hear as soon as we're done at 5:30 today here on Double T97.3. And that's Red Raider Baseball at ACU. Again, this was a game that was moved from yesterday to today. The Wildcats are 19-13 overall. Texas Tech 24-9. You mentioned Hudson Parker on the mound for the Red Raiders tonight. Cade McGarr for the Wildcats.
Yeah. Just think if we get Huffling versus McGarr at some point, it can be like what the trade was.
Mm-hmm. I did not know he was on the mound until just now.
Yeah, no, I saw that last night because we were joking about it. We were chuckling at the thought of McGarr versus Huffling being like the two the two guys that flipped.
Yeah, McGarr over there, part of ACU now, and Nolan Foster as well, another Texas Tech transfer. But you mentioned, what is ACU kind of know coming into this game? And one thing both sides know is, if Max Huffling's on the mound tonight, it won't be against the Red Raiders. This was the game, right? This was this is why they made this move to bring Huffling in, so they didn't have to deal with him wearing purple because he was just so good every time you saw him. Smart thinking. That's what it was all about. April 10th.
Yeah, they
almost April 9th.
They stayed with him a little too long last year in that big comeback where they had us down, 7-0 through six or whatever, no hitter, whatever it was, and we ended up like kind of a boat race. It was right after McCaslin left the TV booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had just done his spin through the booth the next inning.
That's right.
I hung up that like he a was, snowman or something on him the next inning. I can't remember what it was, but it was big. Snowman is that's another way of saying number eight. Don't want to get ahead of you there. My bad.
Everything.
Just making sure.
Actually, no. I
hung a snowman.
I want you to do that on basic terms.
I can do that.
Hey, when I said the word car wash, what I meant is there's like this building, and you can drive your car into it, right? There's like soap and wax and water, and it gets your car cleaner, stuff like that. After that, you'll join progress of the Rangers taking on the A's. And speaking of the Rangers, they lost yesterday, third straight loss to them, 4-3. Old Shea Longaliers. Three home runs, and including the shot there in the ninth inning, top of the ninth, that gave the Athletics a lead. You went into the ninth up 3-2, and then the two-run bomb couldn't answer back.
The old Baylor Bear, and he's a DFW kid too. That was probably a special night for him.
And get all the Ranger fans don't care, but yeah, he gets all the friends and family there to watch.
Have
an incredible night there. The Astros didn't fare much better. They had a little late game heartbreak themselves. They went to the 10th inning against the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez's single seals it for the Royals. They're in Kansas City, and they beat the Astros 4-3. Those two will go at it again tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock coverage start time on 100.7 The Score after the High School Fan Zone. Tonight's High School Fan Zone featuring coaches from Friendship, Cooper, and Liberty starting at 6 o'clock. Garrett Luft and those coaches will be right here in the First United Bank Studio. Week 3 of the USTFCCCA Top 25 rankings for track and field have come out, and the men and women's team for Texas Tech have remained in the top six in the latest rankings. The women lead the way, ranked fifth, while the men are right at number six. So as you're in the thick of the outdoor season, still great things happening for Texas Tech track and field. Of course, coming off an amazing indoor season for both teams, but especially the men's national championship. This past weekend, the only action was Tech's throwing athletes as they were in San Angelo for the David Noble Relays. This week, the Red Raiders will be competing in three different time zones with groups in California, Florida, and Oklahoma, so a little spread out. Good luck to all those athletes competing. And a little Lady Raider basketball news. Some more postseason awards. How about this for Bailey Maupin and Jasmine Shavers? Certainly two highlights of the year for Lady Raider basketball this year. They were recognized on the 2023-24 Dave Campbell's All-Texas Women's Basketball Awards list. Maupin made the All-Texas third team, while Shavers was a part of the All-Texas honorable mention team. They were both awarded All-Big 12 honorable mention back in March. That'll do it. That is the juice. We'll end there. Hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Shelly said, because you said batting percentage once, he has to make sure now.
That's right.
That's fair.
Yep. You sentenced yourself to that.
Shelly has a question for you that involves something I'll get to with you a little bit later. Dr. G, important stuff to start. What's your favorite term for drunk? You seem like you like schwasted.
No, I've never used that. Hammered. I had to think about that. Of them are expletive filled.
Yeah.
It kind of depends. Yeah. If I just get wasted, I don't know. That might be the. That's not very creative. That's what I'm saying. Some of the other ones I'm thinking of are a little more blue than that.
I'll give you some more you can use later. How about that?
Perfect.
That's my promise for you. Are we on TV tonight, that on the Yates Flooring Center channel?
I would assume so, but I don't know. Go to texastech.com and click on baseball and click on schedule and see if there's the little icon. Yeah, I do. I do not know the answer to that. I know that in the past, ACU has had games on ESPN Plus. So, And they've had softball games on ESPN Plus, so my guess is yes. But
yeah,
I'll probably be tuned in on 97.3.
I'd be surprised if you weren't. Coach Calipari officially announced by
Coach
Arkansas.
Calipari.
Did you see the Razorbacks tagline on their Twitter when they announced it?
Mm-mm.
Cal those hogs.
Oh,
is
nice.
He gonna
just
do
a L?
Is he gonna do a pig suey in his?
I bet he does.
Press conference.
I bet he does. Well, I don't know about an introduction.
Is he gonna call the?
I
hogs
bet he participates.
There?
But yeah, will he jump up there and lead it? I don't know.
Well, he's like, you know, hey, I've always wanted to do. Because how do you obviously?
That guy's a man of the people. He's gonna figure it out.
Is it gonna be like a my family moment over at LSU again? Oof. Brian Kelly.
Mercy.
I mean,
how about that? How about you having to, how about people, you and people around you having to explain that accent?
Mm-hmm. No, sure.
Well, so is there any sincerity there? Or,
was that were you making fun of us?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Making fun of me?
Right.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah. Making fun of me? Like, yeah, the whole.
Or did they
whole,
just, surely they didn't, surely not everyone glossed over it, right? Like if I was cringy, there, I'd be like, what was that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, then it gets kind of cringy, like, what was that?
Turns out those turkeys aren't even from Texas. Like, what?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me?
Stop, baby.
Old son, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. You stay away from it.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It is Tech Talk here on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Appreciate you joining us on a Wednesday. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Ben Poorman behind the glass taking care of us. Red Raider baseball at ACU, and you'll join the Rangers game two against the A's in progress after they are all wrapped up. I wanted to jump back real quick to Coach Cal. And
Coach Calipari.
The Arkansas.
Are we talking about Tavi Izzo?
He's a tournament guy.
He's a tournament guy.
Tournament. I can't do it. I just
toyed a bit.
I sound dumb a lot, but I sound really dumb trying
usually
to do
it's
that.
It's the Southerners that take words and add syllables. Yeah. In this case, it's the Northeasterners that are toyed a bit. Uh-huh.
And you know their team's just going to be nasty, brutal, punch you in the mouth type. You hear that? It's like, oh, great.
Speaking of that, no more Big 12.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we can do that later. But
that is. I'm honestly.
That kind of bummed me out.
Yes, I was frustrated seeing
it.
Yes. But with Coach Cal, so everyone and their dog knows that this is a step down from, you know, perception wise, from Kentucky to Arkansas. Now, again, I think all parties involved are happy with the move. And I don't think, you know, Coach Cal is going to look back and like, oh, I really wish I was still at Kentucky because that was stale there.
Yeah, it had run its course.
Run its course. The fan base, I mean, they had signs in Kentucky's gym over the past 2 years to get him out of there, right? I mean, that was an issue. And it is interesting in this situation to me, though, when he is introduced and he's doing his official press conference over in Fayetteville, like, what wording does he use? Because he can't be like, you know, I've always dreamed of coming to Arkansas to coach basketball. Again, I think this is a great job opportunity. I would not have been surprised if had they, whatever the situation was, if, like I said, if a Tang had gone there or if a Beard had seen this as a great opportunity from Ole Miss. You know, I think that there is an underappreciated amount of support and tradition with Arkansas basketball. I'm not saying that they're just like one of the all-time heavyweights or anything like this, but this is a good job. You're in a good league with the SEC. But at the same time, from where you were at, I mean, Coach Cal isn't going, I've always dreamed of coaching in Fayetteville. Like, he's not doing his his Pat Kelsey speech where he's like talking about going through heaven and seeing all the houses, and then at the end it's the Louisville colored house, and he's like, "Oh, who is this?" He's like, "That's God's house. He's not doing that with Arkansas," right? And Arkansas probably has to have some awareness. So I'm just curious in his win the press conference moment, what he says to that fan base.
Oh, what are we dealing with? We've talked about his age. What is he, 69, 70, 65? Okay, all right. Just turned 65. Okay. I would think that, yeah, I mean, he didn't have to come in there and sell it like, who is this guy, you know, to a room full of people. Yeah. They're going to be jazzed up knowing, you know, what they know about him.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's overthinking, and maybe he didn't really have to say anything. Like, hey, thanks for the job opportunity. Let's roll.
Go be yourself. Yeah. And I mean, he's a people person enough. He's influential. You know, that dude's been a winner everywhere he goes. I mean, he's not going to need to go put on any.
He's not going to have to sell
phony
himself.
Phony deal. Yeah. No. Heck no. He, you know, it'll freshen itself up there. And, you know, it'll be an interesting thing to follow, but I don't know that he needs to do a whole lot other than attract good basketball players,
which he's starting at literal ground zero over there. Every single player on the roster,
and he's and you know why? They just said, hey, here's $5 million of NIL, and everybody on that roster knows it, and so. There may be some guys down at the end of the bench going, this guy don't want me around here. There may be some other guys going, oh, I was only making blank $1,000 last year. Now I'm going to go ahead and exert my free agency and make him come seek me out, you know. But, yeah, I don't – you know, he'll be fine. And I'm rooting for him. He was sort of neutral to me at Kentucky. He wasn't my problem. The Arkansas thing's a little bit closer to home, but, you know, because I would say about that, we could easily be bumping up against him recruiting a kid out of Dallas, although I'm not sure that recruiting anybody is traditional like the way I'm saying that.
Well, that's something else I wonder with him and how he approaches this Arkansas team, because he's a name that unless it just fizzled out, like, we'll, as college basketball fans, like, from a general standpoint, we'll either follow or we will get the Arkansas update kind of shoved down your throat week after week, right? And so I'm curious, can he recruit at even close to the same level? Does he change things up? Has he learned of, like, what college basketball is now? Does he adjust going to a different school because he wants to or because he has to? There's a couple different ways you can do that, where, you know, you're going after the older guys and it isn't the as many one-and-dones or relying just on young kids as freshmen and sophomore who are most likely headed to the NBA before their eligibility is up. Like, how does he approach the Arkansas job? And you know what? I'm also curious about if he, because having the Kentucky logo is a great recruiting tool. I mean, it's the North Carolina, it's the Duke, it's sure. That level of being able to recruit with just the level. But I also think when you mention a big thing with him of being good with recruits and being a good people person, because he was getting guys to Memphis too that were big time athletes, and that's why Kentucky went after him. Does that dip at all with Arkansas, or is it still, hey, Calipari can do this because he's Calipari? I imagine there's some sort of middle ground there that's going to happen, like, because Musselman was getting great recruits to Arkansas. I mean, I think that's why part of their relationship dried up rapidly, and he wasn't getting fired, but he was also, I think, seeing writing on the wall if year three in a row was disappointing like it had been this past year, and, you know, maybe not so much the year before, but there was some strain there already. But he was still getting guys to Arkansas, so I don't think you'll see the logo conversation with recruiting that Calipari. But do you reach the same sort of heights that he was clearly getting amongst his peers in college basketball coaching.
Yeah, it's been done there before. I mean, in terms of you know, that brand being as good and as prominent as any in the country, I wouldn't imagine he'll have a whole lot of trouble there attracting talent. Now, does he win slugfests with Kansas and Kentucky and North Carolina? I don't know, but I bet he's right there in that echelon. And, you know, the opportunity to go play for a guy like him that's pushed a boatload of players to the NBA, probably going to have some teeth.
Mm-hmm. It's Tech Talk here in Double T 97.3 and DoubleT973.com. We'll start up the time machine, and we'll hit you up with that when we come back.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Happy Wednesday. It is Tech Talk. It's also Optimum Game Day Live. Red Raiders will take on the ACU Wildcats. Keep hitting us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcome there. Clint Scott, Dr. Mike Gustafson, Ben Poorman behind the glass taking care of us. Hey, if you've ever been to the Masters, too, saw a couple of this on the score. Let us know on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Would love to know your story and your experience over there. Because I'm, Gus, I'm just circling back to that question. I'm this is about the only time of year I pay attention to golf. I'll be honest. Like, I'm one that knows kind of your top 10 names.
Sure.
Something like that. And I have fun looking at the odds and stuff for the Masters. You know, I mean a couple of the other big events, but really this one. But at the same time, like, everything that goes on with the Masters and the tradition, if I had an opportunity to go, would jump all over it. And would totally, like, because I mean, how many times have we asked this question, like, oh, if you could go do one sporting event for free, what would you do? And a lot of people would throw out the Masters over, like, you know, a Super Bowl or World Series or something like that. Yeah. I'd be down for the menu. Still cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Our man Kyle Rogers, I say our man because he used to do the golf show in here. But yeah, Kyle's has been for a practice round, I believe. I think that's right. But he had nothing but good to say about it.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Lindell Jeff. I was thinking about taking the boys to Midland for the spring game. Do y'all think they will be selling Tech gear there, and where's a good place to eat? I guess I can't say for sure if they'd be selling Tech gear there, but I'd expect them to, right?
There was that's a good question. You'd think there'd be a vendor out there with something going on, but I...
especially since you're, away from home. Obviously, you're just 2 hours away, and you're in the area with a lot of Red Raiders. And that's why part of why you're going over there, but surely you'd be.
Yeah, and Red Raider Club sent an email today about a tailgate.
You
might look for that. Whatever that information. I mean, and the reason why I didn't really spend a whole lot of time on it. I'll be here broadcasting Tech versus West Virginia that day, but. I wouldn't shock me one bit to know that there was a vendor down there, maybe with a. Maybe not a full store's worth of stuff, but, you know, selection of T-shirts and stuff like that, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Hopefully it's a good weather day and just, you know, hopefully there's a lot of good that comes out of that because it's, you know, that situation there in Midland, good venue for it. I mean, it's just a unique opportunity, you know, something that excites some fans down there in Midland, Odessa. It really excites all of us to know how the game goes and who's playing well and doing all the things.
What's your excitement level for spring games? Does that differ on the year?
Yeah.
Because it does for me. Like, I can't say every single year I'm interested. Like the spring game has my full attention. Like it did... with a quarterback competition,
sure.
Like that was different, right?
New coaching staff,
yes.
All that.
And
I don't ever
to say that I'm like ever flat on it, but because it's going to serve its purpose. Sure. But obviously, there's going to be years where you have a lot more question to it, and it goes past the hey, this is an opportunity just to see these guys in action, and you know, to some extent, see you know the pads pop and all that sort of thing.
Oh sure, yeah.
The pads popping is limited.
Well, the football side of it's always fun just because it's, you know, you're getting to watch football. But mm-hmm. what, I mean, if I were there and I was on the sidelines for a couple of those back in, you know, in the early 90s, and you know, it really is about more about those. I mean, at least for the way we're viewing it, like who's gonna step up? You know, what about this kid that's gonna be a sophomore tackle? You know, how did he look against the third year defensive end? You know, some of that stuff. When you get a little more ones on ones, if you get any of that, or you know, of course I think the way they're doing that is sort of the drafted. I don't know that. Back in those days, they might do the drafted team. You know what I mean? Like you might get some ones and some twos on your team, and you get some ones and some twos, and then divide up the rest, and you know, but it depends. Sometimes it's a player draft thing, however they do it. But it's always intriguing. I think we're always looking for the new guy that does some stuff that or these new guys we're hearing about. And of course, I would say new guy to say maybe it was a kid who was redshirted last year or whatever, or who had been hurt, versus now it's the new shiny new portal acquisitions. Right.
Yeah.
Like some of the receivers and stuff.
And like, cause that's the thing. Like, you can bring in a freshman and become so excited. And I'm not even talking about like the superstar wide receiver who's coming here who won't be in the spring game, but like that sort of. But any sort of freshman, just to see what he looks like, even if it's a guy like, hey, wait for this guy in a couple years,
right.
Sort of like. But we want to see what he looks like now.
Which
now
we may get some of that with the running backs. Yeah, there may be some running backs that aren't going to be front and center. Hopefully not this fall, because we're getting a whole lot of Taj Brooks, but some of those young dudes that are competing for mm-hmm. the twos that are exactly what you just said. Hey, wait till 25.
But now more than ever with the transfer portal, you're getting to see new faces like you're noting at that are somewhat polished to maybe even all the way finished products. If you're getting like a one-year guy and you're like, oh, I want to see what he looks like on the field, mm-hmm. because I wasn't paying attention to his season at Utah State or right. you know, wherever.
So we can and we, you know, and it sets us up for 5 months of overreactions.
Yeah, that's the thing. We will overreact.
Yeah, if a dude catches a couple touchdown passes, we start whispering the name Crabtree, like it's, you know, like, well, hang on a minute. And it's like any inter-squad situation, and I talk about this a lot of times when I'm going through fall ball or whatever, the January scrimmages and stuff, just with baseball, going, either we're really offensive or our pitching's bad, or mm-hmm. our pitching's really good or our offense is bad. You know, I mean, it's hard to truly gauge that thing, because you think, all right, it's a zero-sum deal. If they're really good, then what does that mean these guys are? And flip it, you know. So we'll see. But, yeah, you want – above all else, everybody get out of there healthy.
Sure. It is Tech Talk on Double T97.3. Hey, play of the day when we come back. Also get some of your thoughts off the Ace Flanders Center chat line. Back with more next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It's Tech Talk on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Hit us up on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions. We want to help out Lindell Jeff and throw out some Midland restaurants to go to. I'm sure he would appreciate the help. I am no help with that, because I've been to Midland. This is what I was talking about yesterday, Gus. You know, I've been to Midland a bunch, mostly to do high school games and work some things over that or over like that. So I'm not really in the area to explore or anything like that. And so when I do eat, like, that's my scrumptious Jack in the Box and Taco Bueno runs.
And I know,
go, like, to trips like that in Abilene. So, Lindell Jeff, if you want some Jack in the Box, I can't encourage it enough. You know, I say go for it.
I know if like I know some people that will go, and of course it's kind of on the way around to the ballpark, mm-hmm. but the double A team, but if around that way that liked Witch when it was here.
Oh,
that,
yes.
Like, hey, there's Witch, and it's kind of right, you know, it's just like two exits this side of.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, on that's the type of information yeah. I need. This is yep. great.
There's a Witch down there, and then there's a barbecue place called KD's kind of down just south of downtown. Mm-hmm. And KD's is, but KD's strikes me as the kind of place. No, it's, I'm looking at it, I'm just doing the Google Map thing, but it's, I was going to say, it strikes me as the kind of place that's more of a lunch crowd type thing, but it's actually 11 to 8, and it's open on Saturday, 11 to 8. So KD's barbecue. Yep, I'm a fan of that. Been there a couple times, and I haven't spent gobs, and most of my trips to Midland are sort of in and out, mm-hmm. in for the game and out, probably like yours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah, yeah, KD's, like I said, if you had somebody in the car that was missing Witch, you can, there's one there. Because they got a lot of the stuff we've got, too. So.
Sure. That seriously is good. I was on the Witch train a little too late. Like, I didn't try it mm-hmm. until it was close to being all the way out of Lubbock, because there was two, right? The one on University, and then there was the one over on Slide, yeah. whatever.
Oh, that's right. I forgot mm-hmm. about the one up there.
Yeah. Yep. Good to know. Mm-hmm. This has been a helpful segment, Gus.
Hey, you know.
Help feed my face.
Food talk.
Where's the Sour Patch Kids, yes. Gus? Yeah. First they're sour, then they're sweet.
That's right. They never asked me to be in their commercials, good. Which is too bad.
That's a solid. Yeah. Pourman, that's good. Away.
Speaking of Pourman, would you please hit us up with your play of the day?
257. Here's the 1-2, and it's hit deep right field. Whoa, this thing is hammered. Look out, Fricker's building. Bang, and a home run. And that's his second, by the way. He had one in Iowa. So Jay Shung gives the Mudhens a 1-0 lead. Not bad on the distance, 402 feet.
Yeah, that's a blast, Jim. What a home run right there.
That was, I like the octave change, too. The, mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the fighting Rick Gilbert, sir. The Toledo Mud Hens. They got a cool downtown setting, and Rick will talk about like the two different ballparks, the old one that he grew up going to, like a lot of them, you know, the old ballpark and the new one. But yeah, Jace is off and running. And, you know, the big news around Major League Baseball today, Jackson Holliday.
I was going to ask you about him. Ooh. But what Buster only famously tabbed when he was like 10. Seeing him yeah. as like a 9, 10 year old?
Yes, oh my gosh. I mean, a kid 2 years ago in high school. 2 years ago. Sometimes you'll see an international player that'll get to the big leagues at age 20 or whatever. Uh-huh. But those guys, and they've got their own list of obstacles to overcome, but they get to sign and start pro ball at age 16. You know, but you think mm-hmm. about just a domestic American kid. Now, he was 1-1, mm-hmm. you know, first player, first round, and you know, a lot is expected of him, but he's been MLB's number one prospect and has just gone bonkers in the first 2 weeks of the AAA season, and here we go. But be fun to watch, and they're giving him Cal Ripken seniors, not the Cal Ripken you and I watch play or that I watch play. Mm-hmm. But his father, who was a big time Orioles organization man, managed in the Orioles system forever. You know, the Orioles way. He was a champion of all that, and so they're not just giving that number to anybody.
You know, we talk about some of the youth on the Rangers side, but if Ooh. You're an Orioles oh, fan, dude. You got to be salivating oh. over the possibility of what you have in front of you,
dude.
And then what you also have behind you as far as bringing up a guy like this. And, I mean, dude, bullet after bullet in the chamber of
oh,
young,
gosh,
talented
trade
dudes.
Bait galore.
Oh,
I mean, they can go make a move for an arm and be trading, not even from their A list, and you know, be working at the top of the trade market as we go into June and July because of what they have. In other words, hey, we're not giving you Jackson Holliday or maybe even Heston Kerstad, who's a Amarillo kid, mm-hmm. played at Randall, went to Arkansas. His last college game was a loss to Texas Tech in Omaha, just saying.
Shots fired.
But a fantastic player, and by all accounts, a really good kid. But you know that they don't have to be trading you from the very top of that list. Grayson Rodriguez. I mean, it's a loaded organization, and there's a bunch of dudes that are ready for the big leagues. And so if you're that veteran player who's about to become a free agent, it's not going to go well for you to be, you know, hey, I was the first baseman here the last 4 years, and you know, I'm looking for a little pay raise. Like, so sorry, junior, get out of the way, because we're bringing up a guy that's a hotshot prospect, and we get to pay him $700,000 for the next 3 years. You know, like, bargains galore.
Is that the voice how you negotiate?
New ownership, right? Yeah.
That's, you know, I really would like a raise.
That's right
here.
The
I bring a lot to the
that's
table.
That's the nail voice.
I have a lot of assets that I bring to the table.
And then you come back with the hammer voice, yes.
Or else I walk.
Like that? Yeah, that's close right here, and you're offering up, I would like the number to reach here.
Hey,
this
Junior,
amount of zeros,
your phone's ringing, and it might be the Twins. Hey, the White Sox called.
I would listen to that interview voice all the time. I wouldn't care if that dude had a good game, bad game, great game, worst game of all time. Interview that guy afterwards every time just to hear that.
Well,
I really like to thank my teammates for putting me in the position to have success today.
I'm hopeful that back to our original play of the day. I'm hopeful that old Jace Young gets a call this year. He's, you know, he needs to get off to a good start and just play well, and that opportunity may come because of the Tigers aren't in a win now mode, but they're also not the full on dregs of the league mm-hmm. either.
And they're so, also in a terrible, terrible division.
Right.
That could go right. a lot of different ways.
Right. Be,
says this hopeful Royals fan over here.
Be a lot of fun if it could happen.
7 wins already. It felt like it took to September to get there last year. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Lots of help there for Lindell Jeff. We're getting a lot of Max Barbecue.
Okay. Okay. Like that.
Are also we really? Got some Michaels on there. I don't know what that is, but
that's a craft store, everyone. He asked for a restaurant, and you're telling him where to go to get.
Yeah, go eat at Hobby Lobby.
You're telling him where to go to get picture frames.
I'm going to look up what Michaels is. I want to know.
Max?
Mark says, you just gave me hope, and Mark's going to rip out my heart and says, which is closed? How dare you? How dare you do that to me?
And, well, the one in Lubbock is.
Well, I assumed he meant, because he said, take Max Barbecue over KD, so I assume he's talking about the Midland one over there.
Okay, all right.
Pain and Strife.
Sorry, I thought he said Chimmy's was closed. I mean, which was closed. Sorry,
he did.
I misunderstood you.
No, he did.
Okay. Oh.
That's what I was saying. I think he's saying the which over. And...
Oh, all right.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at Double T 97.3.com.